I was considering now, as the brother was brought about the story, how the condition, because he mentioned the condition that the people were in, and what brought about the condition.
And this is, although it's a story about the people of Israel, yet the condition that existed with Nehemiah, what he recognized and what his prayer was, is very, very instructive for us this morning. Sin is something that we really know little about, really. We learn it from the Word of God. Some of us experienced it in our lives, and most of us have. In some ways, sometimes children come to know the Lord and they believe what their parents teach them about the Lord. They pray to the Lord. But sin is not so much in their minds about what they're doing and how they're going to do it. Sometimes they disobey. And disobedience is one of the major conditions that the Word of God teaches, right from the beginning. In Nehemiah, you see the man says, Nehemiah says, I have sinned. I have sinned. Not the people, but the condition was so grievous to him that he could do nothing about it but bring it to the Lord. This is necessary for sometimes for us. That when we recognize that the condition sometimes is grievous, not the assembly, but my own life, how it is. We need to know how to do it, like Nehemiah did. But this morning I had some thoughts concerning about our salvation for every one of us and what the Lord Jesus has done. And in Romans chapter 5, we read some things about what the work of Christ has accomplished for us. And starting from verse 2, chapter 5, verse 2. By whom, that's the Lord Jesus, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In whom also we have access by faith. And so, every one of us has come to the Lord Jesus the same way. Maybe in different circumstances. Maybe we weren't married yet. Maybe we were married. And maybe as children we came to know the Lord and learned about how it was that we needed to believe God about what He says in His Word. And so we all, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. We cannot stand in ourselves. That's the book of Romans teaches. We cannot stand in ourselves upon our own merits, because God requires righteousness, obedience. He requires that His laws are maintained. He can't turn His way. He can't turn away from His righteousness and who He is. He's a holy and a righteous God and must judge sin, and He's done that. But He's done it at a cost that you can't possibly understand. His own Son had to bear that penalty of sin and death. So Jesus came. For every one of us, we stand upon that grace because He's made it so. He has done a work And God is pleased with that. And so Romans teaches that we are justified. Every believer is made righteous because he has made it so in his own Son. So in Romans chapter 5, we've been justified. We have been made righteous. For verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man someone even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, in verse 12, wherefore, one man's sin entered into the world, and that's the condition that brother was talking about. The condition. One man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The penalty of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. This is not something that the Bible is only speaking about. It's what God requires. He requires that if you disobey me, you will eternally die. The lake of fire is your place. That's because God is a righteous and a holy God, and we just can't understand it. Why would God send us there? Because we have no righteousness of our own. That's a fact. We have absolutely no right before God. So Christ came, and that's Romans. And he says that, yes, Adam to Moses, death reigned, and the offense in verse 15, and the gift by grace. For through the offense of one, many be dead. But the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is Jesus Christ, had abounded unto many. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so the righteousness of one, the free gift, come upon all men unto justification of life. That all be made, that many shall be made righteous. The law entered, that the offense might abound. And sin reigned unto death. That's the principle of sin. It brings death. But that the righteousness may be unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, That's why he went to the cross. That's why it was necessary for him to pay the penalty of sin. Death came in. He died. Jesus Christ, he died. But he was raised again for our justification. Life was necessary to be imparted to every one of us because we'd had no life before God. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. What hope is there? And so some of us I had to learn practically that this was the case. But we're no longer there before God. We're justified by his grace. There's nothing I can do to make it better. He has done it all for me, and now I can live for him. The whole thing is, how am I going to do it? You can't. That's the lesson. We can't. Nehemiah couldn't. The condition was so rotten. The gates were burning. The walls were all broken down. God doesn't make things like that. But he says, look, the condition. He prayed to God, the condition. The condition is because I have sinned. So let a man examine himself. Let him see where I have been. And through the grace of God and through his long-suffering kindness may bring us back. That's not for salvation, but that's for to continue communion and to fellowship with him.
Amen.
We just thank you, oh God, that you have allowed us to hear your word and to be encouraged by it, that we might live for you, Lord, because there's no other purpose for living. And so, our God, we are thankful for the experiences of those of old, Nehemiah, and all the like, even ourselves, what you have done and have made us what you have called us to be. Indeed, righteousness are ours because it's found in the Lord Jesus. And so, our God, as we separate one from the other, be thou with us, the safety that we need this very day, and now the rest of the week, when we look forward to coming together, especially to remember you. So, our God, we just thank you. Thank you for those who have used to set forth your word for the prize, for the West. We pray that we might continue to bless them for their efforts, that our hearts are now cheered up. Thank you, Lord.